FHE, Bear Record of Him, by Susan L. Warner, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. And now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Verse 22. Have you ever counted the things that bear record of the Savior? There are sunsets and seashells, lilacs and lakes, insects and animals, miraculous mornings, and star-strewn skies. The Lord himself told Adam, "All things are created and made to bear record of me." Moses chapter 6, verse 63. But of all God's creations, only we, his children, can give voice to our witness of him. Our granddaughter Susie lives in an area where her classmates and teacher are not members of the church, so she wanted to share with them the articles of faith. She decided to do this at a time scheduled for sharing something newsworthy. When this time came, 8-year-old Susie stood before her classmates and began, "We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost." First article of faith. She continued, but when she got to the 7th article of faith, one classmate loudly complained, "This isn't a current event." The teacher quickly responded, "Well, it's news to me." Each of us can share the good news of the gospel. When we do, our testimony invites the Holy Ghost to bear his witness of the truth of our message. It is not our words that carry the power, but the Spirit of God that accompanies our words and confirms them in the hearts of the listeners. My father taught me of his testimony with the fingers of one hand. 1, God is our loving Father in heaven. 2, his Son Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. 3, Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. 4, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the Lord's church on the earth today. 5, this church is led by a living prophet. This is my testimony too. Adapted from an October 1998 General Conference address, Ensign, November 1998, pages 66 and 67. End of the article, Bear Record of Him, by Susan L. Warner, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. FHE.